Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. This episode is going to be about awareness and the importance of drilling.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
I love them a lot.
Okay, let's talk about drilling first. The reason drilling is so important is because it allows your memory, your muscle memory, to build up, as well as your mental mastery of a technique that you drill hundreds or thousands of times. One of the most important things to drill are basics, basic techniques, basic stances, basic defenses, everything basic. They are the most important part of your system to drill because they are the root of everything in the system. So basics, basics all the time. This side of training can become tedious, a bit boring sometimes, but it's essential that you do it. It really is most essential. Now, say we take a technique from Terry Brown's book, English Martial Arts, and we look at the first cudgel or backsword technique. Now, that technique should be drilled within the system, should be drilled hundreds and thousands of times over the course of your training sessions. So it will be taken apart, each technique, and you will drill each part separately, then put it all together and drill it, bang, fast, flowing, and easy, and the technique will become like second nature to you. So drilling and drilling basics is the only way that you will improve. Thinking that advanced techniques beat basic techniques is completely wrong thing, because basic technique is straightforward, absolutely straightforward. So if we take, say, a Taekwondo practitioner, he does a double back spinning kick, and you do a front kick, just a straightforward, very strong front kick. Not only is that front kick basic, but it's probably one of the most deadliest techniques in any martial art. That straight front kick, whether it be into the throat, the chest, the stomach, the bladder, the groin, the kneecap, anything, it is probably the best kick to use in a proper confrontation. The same as a simple straightforward knee, the elbow, and maybe straight punches. Really basic techniques that can help you win. Not the double jumping backflip sidekick, whatever. It's the straightforward front kick. Also the straightforward just stomping onto the knee. Really basic basics that you should drill and drill and drill. You should also drill what stances you use and being able to fight out of those stances. So practice a stance to start with, then start moving around, throw some basic techniques, stop, look at yourself, look where your feet are, see what kind of stance you're in, and you think you'll find that you're not really in much of a book perfect stance, but it helps. So drill, drill, drill those stances, drill that footwork. Just don't stop. Drilling, drilling, drill basic techniques, drill footwork, drill stance work, drill defenses, drill your stops or your blocks. Drill them, drill them, drill them, whether they be stops with the hands, arms, or knees, feet, anything to stop the attacking weapon coming at you or the attacking person coming at you. And these must be drilled, and it really is basic stuff, but it is really the most important part of a martial arts system because it is the root of that system. On to awareness. Now, awareness of your surroundings is very, very important, not just outside, but also in the gym as well. And awareness is an absolute when it comes to martial arts and fighting, because if you're not aware of your surroundings, you can easily become a victim, and people that are out there, predatory people, they will notice your lack of attention to your surroundings, and you will become an easy target. It's like walking along with earbuds in or earphones over your phones with your music going loud. It's very, very easy for people to come up behind you and pretty much take you out. So that's one of the things you need to realize. You can go along with one in, one earbud in and one out, so you can still comprehend your surroundings. And it is so much more important that you do this if you're out at night. It's like getting totally drunk. You leave yourself wide open to being attacked by people who are high on whatever drink or drugs, or just people out there looking for a fight, or muggers. And there are a lot of them around at night. You don't have to be paranoid, but like I said, you have to be aware of your surroundings. If you have both headphones in, you're not aware of your surroundings, especially from behind. Also, if you get really, really drunk, there's no way you're aware of your surroundings, but other people will be. So how do you become aware? Well, the first thing is to practice using your peripheral vision. It's very easy to do. You just stare ahead and then you try and see how much you can see with your peripheral vision without letting your eye go to either the left or the right. After doing this for a while, it will become second nature, and you will be able to use your peripheral vision as well as you do your normal vision. It's just a matter of practice. Also, learn to use your ears more. Listen out for those sounds that sound out of the ordinary, like footsteps too close to you from behind, or people coming up fast from behind. I mean, it's usually nothing to do with being hurt or mugged. It's just people in a rush or running for a bus or trying to get somewhere quicker. But you never know. So you really, really should use your ears so that you can listen for things. Be aware of large groups of people. You know, don't just walk through them, because they'll take that as being mugged off and they will try and make sure that you get a good kick in. Cross over the road and walk past them. Turn around and go back and go a different way. Really, really simple. Be aware of your surroundings and what can happen with certain kinds of people. And those certain kinds of people I'm talking about are people who are criminally inclined to use violence when committing an illegal act, whether it be against the person or property. And it's very, very easy to practice this kind of stuff in your gym. You know, you can say to your teacher, or maybe you're the teacher, and you can start to get people to be aware of their surroundings, to use their peripheral vision, and to use their ears to listen. It's very easy, you know. And you can even set up so there's people around making noise while you're practicing, to try and, you know, put you off. But, you know, practice. It really, really does work. So for a really good fighting style or personal fighting style, it would be to drill basics, get them really, really good, and use awareness. So that gives you nearly everything you need, a good little unarmed system and awareness. Of course, also you have to practice things like defense against weapons, you know, but keep them at the most basic level as well as standing grappling, and one or two things that you can use if you go down, such as leg locks, you know, face locks, chokes. You can do all them standing up as well. So what you really need to do is sort out your basics in all your techniques that you learn, and drill them and drill them and drill them. Next, you need to learn about awareness, and awareness of your surroundings, awareness of how you feel, awareness of everything around you. Practice with your peripheral vision and use your ears. Also, try and look confident when you're walking down the street. Try not to look at the floor as you walk. Look up and make sure that you can see the things around you and that you give off an air of confidence. Because if you walk around looking at the floor, you miss everything. And you need to look up. You need to make eye contact with people, and you need to give off an air of confidence so that people think that you're not such an easy target. You don't have to be arrogant with it. You don't have to be selfish with it. You don't have to be standoffish with it. You just have to be confident in yourself. You know, be nice, be confident, be a nice person with the heart of a lion. Thank you for listening to this episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And if you like this, please tune in next time. And hopefully you can be a subscriber. Thank you very much.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.